Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, Brazil's universities explode in protest. Education crisis or political uprising? I'm your host, joining us tonight, Ambassador David Chen, former diplomatic representative to Alliance Affairs from New York. Dr. Marcus Lindqvist, Tech Policy Director, Continental Digital Authority in Stockholm. Professor Chen Xiaoming, Tech Policy Expert at Yangtze River University from Shanghai. And Ambassador Maria Santos, former international diplomatic representative in Sao Paulo. Ambassador Chen, massive student protests are sweeping Brazil's universities. Students demanding education reforms, challenging government policies. From Washington's perspective, what are we really seeing here?
Thank you. What we're witnessing is concerning, not just for Brazil, but for regional stability. These protests, while ostensibly about education, reflect deeper democratic tensions. Brazil is Latin America's anchor democracy. When students take to the streets en masse, it signals institutional breakdown. The government must engage constructively while maintaining order. But let's be honest, some of these movements show signs of political orchestration that could destabilize an already fragile democratic environment.
Professor Chen Xiaoming, Ambassador Chen suggests political orchestration behind these protests. Your response from Shanghai.
That's a concerning framework, dismissing legitimate student grievances as orchestration. In China, we've seen how education investment drives national development. Brazil's students are demanding what every developing nation needs. Quality education, research funding, technological advancement. These aren't political manipulations, they're rational responses to systemic underfunding. The West often labels popular movements as destabilizing when they challenge policies that serve external interests rather than local development needs.
But Professor Chen, student movements have historically been vehicles for broader political change. Are you really saying there's no political dimension here?
Both perspectives miss the digital dimension. Modern student movements are fundamentally different. They're networked, data-driven, globally connected. European experience shows these protests often combine legitimate policy demands with broader democratic participation. The question isn't whether it's political, of course it is. Education is political. The real issue is whether Brazil's institutions can channel this energy constructively while addressing the underlying digital skills gap that's driving economic anxiety.
Ambassador Santos, you're watching this unfold from Sao Paulo. What does this look like on the ground in Brazil?
This is about survival, not politics. Brazilian students see their futures disappearing, underfunded universities, outdated curricula, no research opportunities, while the country faces climate change, technological disruption. These young people aren't being manipulated, they're fighting for basic educational rights. The real manipulation is portraying legitimate demands as threats to stability. Brazil needs massive education investment, not lectures about institutional breakdown from countries that built their prosperity on quality public education systems.
Ambassador Chen, Ambassador Santos says you're lecturing Brazil about stability. How do you respond to that charge?
I respect Ambassador Santos' passion, but regional stability serves Brazilian interests too. We've seen student movements become launching pads for broader instability across Latin America. Supporting education investment doesn't require ignoring political risks.
That's exactly the problem, treating Brazilian students as threats to regional stability instead of citizens demanding basic rights. This paternalistic approach ignores that education underfunding is the instability.
Nobody's treating them as threats, but responsible governance means acknowledging when protests exceed educational demands and become broader political challenges. That's not paternalism, that's reality.
Rapid fire round, Dr. Lindqvist, can Brazil afford the education reform students are demanding?
Brazil can't afford not to invest. European data shows education spending drives long-term fiscal health through innovation and productivity.
Professor Chen, are these protests spreading to other Latin American countries?
Similar pressures exist across the developing world. Young people everywhere demand education systems that prepare them for technological futures, not industrial pasts.
Ambassador Santos, what's your prediction for how this ends?
Either Brazil's government engages seriously with education reform, or these protests intensify. Students won't accept cosmetic changes to fundamental problems.
Ambassador Chen, final word on what the U.S. should do.
Support constructive dialogue while monitoring broader regional implications. Education investment, yes. Institutional breakdown, no.
Closing statements, 30 seconds each. Ambassador Chen.
Brazil's democratic institutions must respond to legitimate educational concerns while maintaining stability that serves all Brazilians' long-term interests.
This represents the digital generation demanding education systems fit for the 21st century. Brazil should embrace this transformation opportunity.
Student movements reflect rational responses to systemic underfunding. Education investment drives national development. Brazil's government should listen closely.
Brazilian students are fighting for their futures. Their demands deserve serious engagement, not dismissal as political manipulation or stability threats.
Four perspectives on Brazil's campus uprising, from stability concerns to digital transformation to development needs. Tomorrow, India's space program ambitions collide with poverty reduction demands. Join us on Global Crossfire.